This is a Fox News alert. Not pulling any punches. I'm Lisa Lacera. In his first State of the Union address, President Biden taking direct aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin for the invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways. But he badly miscalculated.
And the president with a new round of sanctions against Russia.
I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
And the president says the federal government is working to seize yachts and apartments of Russian oligarchs, saying we are coming for all your ill-gotten gains. Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will deliver the Republican response to the president's address. In excerpts released earlier, she will say, all Americans must stand united in solidarity with the brave people of Ukraine as they courageously defend their country against Putin's tyranny as they fight for freedom. She is also set to say the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal did more than cost American lives. It betrayed our allies and emboldened our enemies. A sixth day of fierce battles in Ukraine, while several Russian forces are trying to make inroads into the capital and other major cities.
We've seen escalation across this country, not only here in the capital of Kyiv, but also Kharkiv, the second largest city, where two Russian cruise missiles slammed into a government administrative building on a big square, killing at least six people and injuring many others. The scenes really looking apocalyptic as first responders entered the building trying to look for survivors. And it wasn't just in these large population centers, but also more rural areas.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Kyiv. In tonight's primary elections in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott's been nominated and Beto O'Rourke has won the Democratic primary. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former reality star arrested in Ukraine and later released.
Maxim Shmerkovsky has safely landed in Poland after fleeing Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian-born former Dancing with the Stars pro posted on his Instagram story video and messages of his travels across the border.
So I'm on a station about 20, 30, 40, I don't know where I'm at, but like 30 minutes before the Polish border, they stopped to change wheels.
He wrote that they were stuffed in cabins. What finally broke me is when I was watching an 8-ish-year-old boy hysterically crying and not wanting to let go of his father. Verbatim, if you stay, I want to stay too, because if they kill you, I won't be able to help. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson has taken the first step towards Senate confirmation, answering written questions from the Judiciary Committee as she prepares to meet with senators this week. In the 149-page questionnaire, Jackson reveals she was first contacted by the White House January 30th, 3 days after Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. If confirmed by the Senate, she would be the first black woman to sit on the high court. No criminal charges for the 75-year-old woman who crashed her Bentley into a busy Miami Beach sidewalk cafe.
Miami Beach police say there were no signs the woman was impaired on February 24th as she tried to parallel park, adding the crash happened when the woman suddenly accelerated in reverse and her 1990 Bentley ran over a curb, hit a parked car, and then crashed into a table with five diners and hit nearby pedestrians. One man was killed in the crash, eight others injured. Miami Beach police say the investigation continues and the woman could still face traffic citations for operating the car in a careless or negligent manner. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks plunged as the fighting in Ukraine rages on. The Dow off 597, the Nasdaq minus 218. The S&P lost 67 points. The price of oil surged back above $100 a barrel. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.